Welcome back to Senior Matters. I am your host, Dick Bowerly. I want to ask you a question to set up this next segment. Real simple question. Have you looked in the mirror lately? Especially if you've aged a little bit. Maybe even a better question. Have you ever pulled out a picture of you when you were like 22 years old? And now you're maybe in your 50s or your early 60s and you're going, what did my body do? What happened to me? And I wonder if I can ever get that youthful quality of life back, at least to some extent. Well, I am so pleased to have in studio a gentleman, and we're going to talk about all of these things because this is what he does. In studio, I have Dr. Jack Bertolino from Smooth Solutions, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. It is Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics, and I want to quickly tell you that they are at 5839 Main Street, Suite 102 in Williamsville, 14211. You can reach them by phone. It's 633-6100. I also want you to go to smoothsolutionsmed.com, and you can see some amazing pictures there. But we've got so much to talk about. I don't want to leave anything out. So without further ado, Dr. Jack Bertolino, thank you so much for coming in. I've got a lot of people very excited about this interview.
No, thank you, Dick. I appreciate the offer, and I'm happy to talk to your followers.
Oh, I really appreciate that. Now, you do a lot. I know that you kind of put your practice sort of under a general category of quality of life medicine, and it transcends any number of things. So let me ask you a real quick general question, and I'm going to let you expand on this. I made the allusion about looking at a picture of when I was 22 and looking at a picture of me now and going, my body did some things I didn't expect it to do. So at least from a male or a female standpoint, what actually happens chemically within the body that causes these dramatic changes?
Well, first of all, quality of life is a very important thing. And these days, unfortunately, the medical profession doesn't see it that way. The system is built to sort of ignore that. The way I look at medicine is people should progress in life being happy. And one of the main ways to be happy is not only looking at yourself, but how you feel, how your mind works, your clarity of thought, and your happiness. And you can interact with all those things by doing several things that can make your life better.
Now, you mentioned something pretty profound to me before we went on the air. And we talked about some things. And I mean, again, some may view this as being an adult topic, but it is an adult show. And you mentioned to me, you know, about hormones. And you talked about the fact that, you know, certain hormones can affect some of these body changes. And again, some of the body changes, you know, if you're a male, it could be in the form of, you know, erectile dysfunction or some other, you know, maladies. Can we talk a little bit about how that maybe ties together?
Sure. What your audience has to understand are as we decline through life, we start to lose our sex hormones, whether you're a male or a female. Women go through menopause. Men go through andropause. In fact, a man reaches his mountaintop with respects to testosterone when he is 20 years old. From then on, it is a slide through life. The average man will lose 2% of his testosterone supply every year for the rest of his life. Now, that's an average. You will have certain men that are kind of rare out there that don't lose that much. And you will have a percentage of young men who have testosterones that are below a female in their mid-30s. So everybody deserves to be checked. So what do hormones do? Okay. They work in the most important organ of your body, which is your brain. They are life-changing because as your brain ages, your ability to think and respond goes down, whether you're a man or a woman. And it is a combination of these hormones, especially in women, that give them back the ability to think again, the ability to remember things that before were little blips. So hormones work in the brain, the bone, and the muscle mass. When you revive somebody, again, they're not going to be 20 years old. Nobody can do that. But if you can change somebody and make them less apathetic, more determined, and feel better, then the next phase is then they tend to want to progress to looking better. And once you do that, then you're building a new person.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, again, this is as a casual observer of life. Obviously, Dr. Jack, I am not a doctor, but I will tell you what I've observed, and maybe you could comment on this. Exactly what you're talking about. With guys, it seems like we have a tendency to gain a little weight. We get a little paunchier in the abdominal region where maybe once we had a six-pack. We also tend to lose our hair. And then we did talk about the body function. Maybe our sexual functions are not as astute, shall we say, as they were when we were 20, 21, 22. With women, it seems like women then have a tendency, their aging nemesis is they tend to kind of spread out a little bit. They get a little wider in the hips. Certain, you know, maybe their breasts become a little bit more, you know, saggy. And we age differently, don't we? And is this hormone thing transcendent to both men and women? Do I have these effects properly identified in general?
Yes. Yes, you do. If we take the female who is responsible to have children, these changes in childbirth can dramatically change her sexually and can change her body design. Remember, the subcutaneous fat we have around our bodies, this map that God gives us, is there for two reasons. Genetics, your mother and your father, and your gender. Women, as you stated, have fat around their body where men don't. Thighs, arms. Men, we get more fat in our chest area. And all of us, to a degree, get a degree of fat around our midsection and our flanks. So it is true that as you age, your fat distribution changes and your fat cells increase. There are ways, obviously, these days, cosmetically, to change that. That is not going to come about with hormone replacement. Remember, hormones work in the brain. This is an attitude builder. And that's what I think is the most important thing to change in a person's life to start on that road to having better quality.
I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to Senior Matters here on WECK. I am Dick Bowerly. I am with Dr. Jack Bertolino from Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics, located at 5839 Main Street in Williamsville, New York. You can reach them by phone at 633-6100. I also suggest you visit them online at smoothsolutionsmed.com. Now, Dr. Jack, we have so much I'm trying to cover, and it's like I'm trying to cram like a round peg into a square hole here. But let me ask you a real quick question, and then I want to ask you about some of the things that people can expect at Smooth Solutions that can help possibly at least arrest or improve some of these things. My real quick question is, you can't turn on the TV these days without seeing somebody, you know, trying to sell guys some type of testosterone boosting drug. Is that stuff bunk? And I know it's, is that stuff, can you debunk that for me?
Yes, without any problem.
I kind of have a feeling that you'd be able to do that.
Well, here's the thing. No matter how you give testosterone, we do it bioidentically, which is a natural form, and we do it through pellet insertion into the fat. Now, that's a discussion in itself. I agree. But whether you do it that way, whether you do it the old-fashioned way, which is using a needle and a syringe and injecting it into your muscle every week, or if you do it as a cream, remember one thing. Testosterone is a restricted drug. It is looked at by the federal government. It is a Schedule III drug on the same level as a narcotic. So you tell me how a vitamin store can give you something that's going to boost something that's not there anymore, and you can buy it without a prescription. I think that's a lot of nonsense. I think, unfortunately, too, lots of people try to sell testosterone as a way to improve erectile dysfunction. That is false. Erectile dysfunction is a lack of blood flow in the male organ, and there are ways to promote that blood flow, but testosterone is not one of them. The only sexual part of testosterone comes from your brain, and it's called libido. Libido is the desire for sexual contact. And believe it or not, that goes away in life between men and women. We have to also remember that women have testosterone.
Absolutely.
And men have estrogen. I mean, it's a whole topic in and of itself. And people who come to my practice have to understand about each and every one of these hormones, depending on what sex you are, the pros and the cons, and then, of course, have to be tested accordingly. But nothing from a health food store is going to boost a man's testosterone. This is total nonsense.
Now, you do a million things for both men and women. You know, to help, let's say, you know, combat some of the ravages of age, to give people a better quality of life longer. So I would be remiss not to ask you, for our listeners, can we at least do a real quick list of, like, men's services, male services, and female services that you can provide, so that when people hopefully hear this interview, they call 633-6100 and they want to find out more, make an appointment, come in and see you?
Well, yes, thank you very much for that. I think when it comes to the sexual wellness part of my practice, the thing I always advise first is to get your hormonal status checked and then accordingly fix it. After that, it becomes a problem with us older guys with respects to erectile dysfunction. I do what's called the Priapus shot, which is basically a regenerative shot for blood flow using the individual's platelets and the individual's stem cells to try to promote more blood supply in the male organ. We also do something that's been around for a very long time in Europe and Israel, and it's taken hold in America. It's called acoustic wave therapy to the male organ, which prompts blood flow to help a man out in that regard. When you're talking about cosmetics things for men, we do more high definition liposuction and sometimes fat transfer to try to shape the man the best we can. Mm-hmm. and make him look, depending on what his body will give us, make him look as athletic as we can. We do, for females, we do complete vaginal rejuvenation. And it's interesting. I'd like to stop for a second there. Vaginal rejuvenation is not totally cosmetic externally, although we do that. It's internal. The biggest reason women, and no matter what age, have vaginal dryness is vaginal delivery. It's not totally hormonal. Vaginal delivery, especially big babies with big heads going through a narrow pelvis, destroys the tissue's ability to promote blood flow. Here we go again. Blood flow.
Yeah.
Everything is
common
blood flow.
Theme.
Whether it's a very common theme. So when you lose that blood flow, you lose the ability to be moist. So the other thing is women become more lax, depending on how many babies how big those children, you know, were. They also become incontinent. I have dealt with female incontinence for years as a physician, giving out meds that did nothing. We can now stop a woman's incontinence with a simple procedure and at the same time improve her G-spot to actually improve her sexually. So how do we do that? We use radio frequency devices, something called Thermiva. This improves the vaginal canal and the external parts to make them look actually cosmetically better. But of course, for women, we can do anything from facial fillers to Botox to Dysport to high definition lipo sculpture, all these different kinds of things.
Quick question. Age for your practice, the patients that most commonly come to see you regarding some of the symptoms that you just described, both female and male, is there like a common age of the patient that you see, age range? Is it like 40 to 65? Or if somebody is 70 and comes to you, you say, well, you know, there's really nothing much I can do at your age? Or is it really open to anybody of any age?
Well, it is open to anybody at any age. And because people have different concerns, whether they're cosmetic concerns, whether they're, sexual concerns. You know, I had a 28-year-old woman who needed vaginal rejuvenation. She was a small person. She had a 9.5-pound baby. She almost lost her job at UPS because she stopped every 15 minutes to go to the bathroom. So what do you do with an individual? Look at her and look at her age and tell her to go home?
Yeah, right.
No,
yeah,
the bottom line is you help people. We have people doing hormone replacement in their mid to late 70s. I am able to debunk the cancer scares with respects to breast and uterine cancer and respects to prostate cancer. That's why consultation is important.
I cannot think of a better or a worse stopping point for our interview, because let me tell you something. This might be the end of this interview, but we have just skimmed the very surface. The facts that you've provided me and our listeners are unbelievable, especially your final statement about debunking the cancer statements. We could spend a whole topic, probably a whole show on that alone.
Yes, remember, there's a lot out there these days regeneratively for people. And regenerative medicine and integrative medicine, mixing the traditional parts of medicine with holistic treatments, is now the better way to go.
Dr. Jack Bertolino, again, a million thanks. I had high expectations, and you've exceeded my high expectations.
Well, you're a very kind man. Thank you.
Well, sometimes I am. I've been told that. So you've been listening to Senior Matters, and you've been listening to Dr. Jack Bertolino from Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics, located at 5839 Main Street, Suite 102 in Williamsville. But best thing to do, call 633-6100. That's 633-6100. Doesn't matter what age you are, if you have a physical thing that's going on that you think is affecting the quality of your life, Smooth Solutions just may have the perfect solution, and it may be something that other doctors aren't telling you about. That alone is worth the phone call. Dr. Jack, thanks again.
Thanks again, Dick. I appreciate your time.
Well, that's a wrap for this week. I can't think of a more thought-provoking way to end this week's interview. You are listening to Senior Matters. I will be back next Saturday at 10 o'clock, and we will have more topics that will make your life a little bit better. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Senior Matters with Dick Bowerly on WECK, the only one-hour radio show devoted to the adult population of Buffalo and Western New York. If it matters to